What has been called one of the most beautiful theaters in the world has been showing its age lately, so the Tampa Theater was shut down for 6 weeks. WUSF's Sneeb Dumore reports the first phase of its facelift is now done, but it wasn't without some challenges.
This is the place where the stars shine all day from its vaulted ceiling, where gargoyles and fantastical sculptures glare at you from the side of the stage, where walking through the lobby transports you back to 1926. But after 91 years, the old lady is showing her age, so the Tampa Theater was closed in November. Since then, this has been the theater's soundtrack.
12-inch 2x4.
On Friday, she'll have an unveiling. There's new seats, those red velvet ones actually dated from the 1970s. A new concession stand replaces the disco-era version, and vibrant colors return to what had become dark, grimy, and time-worn. Theater CEO John Bell says what people will see when they walk through those Art Deco front doors might not be what they're used to.
One of the things that was a revelation to us was we've become so accustomed to the red seats and the red carpet and the red drapes that we just sort of assumed, well, that's what was here. But what we discovered, it wasn't. And in fact, we discovered the original architect had said that he thought that red used in abundance in a theater was bad luck.
Bell says out went the red, and what is taking its place required a little architectural archaeology.
So when we did the forensic research, what we discovered was that the color palette wasn't red, it was more earth tone, and just very little red, a little bit of yellow, some greens, but just a beautiful palette that we were able to discover by scraping away and figuring out what his original intentions were.
Bell is referring to architect John Eberson, who designed a garish explosion of gargoyles and flowers. It's capped with 99 bulbs in the ceiling to resemble twinkling stars. A 900-pipe Mighty Wurlitzer organ rises from beneath the stage. It's consistently made it to the list of most beautiful theaters in the world. Theater spokeswoman Jill Witecki says they were lucky enough to find a couple of original seats. They're a warm chocolate brown, not red. And while the theater's wiring, air conditioning, and plumbing are being brought into the 21st century, that's not what most moviegoers will notice.
When you see the colors that have been returned to their original state out in the lobby, everything just pops. You walk in, and even if it's a building you walk into every day, you notice new things that you never saw before because they've never been highlighted before. They've just all kind of been a wash of muted colors.
Restoring that historic splendor has fallen to people like Jed Ellis. He's with Evergreen Architectural Arts, a New York-based restoration firm. Ellis pored over old photos of the lobby atrium, where support beams were fashioned into fantastical creatures. So just how did he figure out the color from a black-and-white photo?
We were able to remove the old layers of paint and then uncover and say, oh, okay, there's a picture of that fleur-de-lis is sitting on a green background, even though it just looks dark. And then you start uncovering a whole bunch of them, and you start to see the rhythm and the pattern that was created. Always a pattern. There's always a pattern.
Even though he does historic restoration all over the world, Ellis says coming back to the Tampa Theater is more than a labor of love.
It's more of being able to do the right thing for the buildings. You know, as corny as it may sound, you know, the buildings can't talk. You know, if half these buildings could talk, they'd be screaming at us. You know, don't put that, you know. So it's an honor, a pleasure, and also a headache in order to bring it back to the original.
All this isn't coming cheap. While the theater is owned by the city of Tampa, the $6 million project was funded by state and federal grants and a lot of private donations. And as John Bell says, a lot of love. Hopefully enough, he says, so it will last another 91 years. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.
And the brand new old Tampa Theater will reopen Friday night with a local premiere of the movie The Shape of Water. You can see photos and a video of the restored theater on our website, wusf.org.